Amen.
What's up, Tampa? The 85 South Show is in the building.
Get money.
I said, what's up, Tampa? Yeah, this is not just a show. It's an experience, Tampa. We appreciate all you guys coming out to rock with us. The 85 South Show. How many of you guys watch the show on YouTube? Yeah, Tampa, we about to have some fun. Make sure you go on YouTube, tell two people, subscribe to YouTube, go on all social media, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Follow the 85 South Show. How y'all doing up top in the back? Up top on the side, how y'all doing? On this side, how y'all doing? Tampa, we got something special for you tonight. You are witnessing greatness in here tonight, Tampa. You are witnessing the next Kings of Comedy! The first member of the 85 South Show. You've seen this man on MTV wilding out. You can see him in his Nike campaign all across America. He is the coldest dressed man in comedy. Tampa, out of Washington, D.C., we got Chico Bean in the house! The next member of the 85 South Show. You've seen this man everywhere. MTV wilding out. You seen him as the host on MTV TRL. You seen him in the movie Almost Christmas. And you can see him in theaters right now. In the movie, I got to hook up too with Master P. Tampa, from the west side of Atlanta. DC, Young Fly is in the house. The next member of the 85 South Show. He needs no introduction. But we don't give him one anywhere. You seen this man on MTV wildin' out. He's half of the old school rap booth. He is the creator of the movement Black Men Don't Cheat. He is the coldest in the game right now. Ladies, your baby daddy, Carlos Miller is in the building. Tampa, stand up. I need everybody up. At the top, I need everybody up. Take your phones out, Tampa. Take your phones out. You gotta show this to somebody. You guys gotta show this to somebody. Now make sure you give them energy. You guys ready to have a great time? Give them energy, they give it right back to you. You guys ready for the show to start? Say hell yeah. Tampa, I need you a little bit louder. Say hell yeah. Tampa, start clapping right now. This is the 85 South Show.
We in Tampa. DC on piano like Ray Charles right now.
DC on piano like Ray Charles right now. DC on piano like Ray Charles right now.
DC on piano like Ray Charles right now. Yeah!
You know we up in Tampa. I said, you know we up in Tampa.
Where we at, Carlos? We done took this shit to Jamaica, then.
Come on, Nick.
Oh, we in Tampa. We in Tampa. It's hot outside. We in Tampa.
Come on!
I'm talking the roots.
check your temper.
Yes.
Fire! And your last one is falling off.
Green jumper. Ain't no need for explaining. Temper.
Temper.
It's sunny, then it start raining.
Temper.
Temper. It's hot outside in temper.
She got on this all white, looking like a kid cocaine in this bitch.
Oh shit, that's that. She look like a good ass band-aid with the bodysuit on.
Motherfucker looking like a mole rat. What is that? That bring it back.
Hold up.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold up, bro. Before we cut the music, man, let's sprinkle these niggas with some saxophone.
Okay. Talk your shit.
How you feel?
Talk your shit!
Go!
You are now tuned into the Midnight Cruise of the 85 South Show. We want to thank everybody for coming out tonight in Tampa, Florida. We got a smooth crew we're setting up for you guys tonight, so we hope you're here to have a good time. Shout out to everybody in the Walt Disney Theater, even though Walt ain't never been in this bitch. We still live.
My saxophone player going through some shit.
You can hear it, don't it?
Yeah, you hear the pain in that nigga blow.
That
you
shit
hear
hurt.
That shit hurt.
Please don't go.
That's what he's saying.
Please don't go. Please don't go. Stay one more night. I want to be in your life. Don't make me cry.
Stupid, bro. Let me see what my drummer got going on. Cuz Lou, what you up to? Let me see some.
Nigga ain't been doing shit. Just beating. That nigga sick of life. That nigga hate life.
There you go.
There you go. DC. That shit he played looked just like his hairstyle, don't it?
Yep.
That shit was all over the place. Do it again.
Go crazy. Go crazy.
That's the top part. That's the two side braids. That's for the little dreads.
Damn.
They ain't dreads yet. They almost dreads.
Listen.
She ran out of rubber bands.
Our drummer, the only nigga that took a Cialis and his dreads got hard. That's what happened to him.
Oh! J.O.N., what you up to, Blair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, he gonna fuck your mama. You better leave him alone. We have a big ass booty.
We in here. Back on the piano. Uh-oh.
Hold up.
DC Young Fly Charles.
Let me see what my piano player up to.
DC Young Fly Charles.
Put this whole ass piano up here.
Hey, long as you look like you know what you're doing, nigga, you're a winner.
You ain't shit, bro. We done put this whole goddamn piano up here, and you don't even know how to play this shit. You gotta play that shit.
I don't know how to play that shit.
Well, fuck it, I play it.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Talk your shit. talk your shit. Yeah, yeah.
Them niggas gonna break them white people's piano. We ain't gonna never be able to come back.
Wait. Y'all fucking my solo up. Y'all too loud. They can't hear. Hold up.
Boy, that shit sound like a monster coming, don't it?
Sound like you got there playing for the cheers and choir. Say it.
I don't want to say it.
That nigga sound like he great.
Y'all niggas just jealous.
Jason Voorhees.
They got that shit at a church yard sale.
What's up, Tampa? What y'all up to?
Shit.
Nah. We need more energy than that. We in Tampa. What's up with y'all, man?
This is a nice-ass theater.
It's Walt Disney's theater.
Man, I was just about to say, so the niggas on the ceiling just ain't gonna say shit, huh?
They just think they in VIP.
Man, we got niggas all up on the ceiling in this bitch.
I'm y'all is in the back. We got third level.
We got seven layers of niggas in here tonight, bro.
There's niggas all the way up top.
Hell yeah.
Hey, sit down, nigga, before you fall and fuck the show up.
That nigga fixing the leak on the roof.
That motherfucker look like he on a boat that's about to sink. Help,
nigga. I got the light. Hey, we got a black people lasagna in this bitch.
Nigga,
tonight.
They all up here, nigga. Look, they right here.
They all up there, bro.
Look at this, man. Damn.
They is everywhere in
Tampa
this bitch.
Tampa came out and showed love tonight, man. That's what it is. Real Tampa. We got all different types of people in here. You see the lady right there with her hair cut like, she got
low
you
down
you got this shit cut like Wesley Snipes on Blade. God damn. No, you look like you slay vampires. You kill vampires?
She looked like she went to court and pleaded insanity just to beat the charges. Crazy.
Hey, she look like that gay dude on Low Down Dirty Shame. Sausage ass, you want wine?
You got your shit cut like Demolition Man. I like it.
Hey, bro.
I like it.
She got a busted open hot leg head. Her shit look like she just had surgery.
She a fool with it. She got a landing strip on her head, not her pussy. That's crazy.
That bitch, she is on an ibuprofen 800.
Nah, you know what happened? She was getting a fade, then something happened. She had to get up and leave. Fuck it. Just leave it like this. I got to go.
But what happened. She went to sleep. Got there. Yeah, God damn it. You know what? Just go ahead and do the whole thing like that.
The thing the teacher used when she fuck up writing with the marker, she had to erase some shit.
Dry board eraser.
That's exactly what it is.
That nigga tried to get her the mirror. You want to look at it? I know what it look like. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Let me accept my reality on my own, sir. That's your lady right there, G? He said, hell no, nah, nigga.
He said,
I wouldn't have let my girl get her shit cut like that. She had to get the pot or something.
I told her, well, scarf. I told her.
Oh, okay. She just in here by herself with a crazy ass haircut.
Yeah, okay.
I like your haircut.
She gonna beat the shit out of us after the show. Which one of you motherfuckers wanna talk now?
That is a CEO of somewhere crazy.
Nah, your shit cute. On you.
You're like, you couldn't do this shit. Don't do that.
You know how you gotta make a compliment out of everything? Yeah, you got the right ears for that. You got the right.
Your shoulders, they compliment your ears.
Yeah, your shit, your head slender, it's all right there. Hell yeah.
Look at him, boy. You ain't finna do shit, bud. Hey, man, what's that dad, man? What's the dad on the old TV
show? Rock.
Rock. That
nigga look like Rock.
That nigga look like Rock. Move you talk.
That's how you get mad.
Don't do shit.
Let that nigga alone. He drive the church bus.
He be late every Sunday, stupid ass boy.
I know she ain't secure. There's somebody little something.
I was definitely say, this her first day. Her shirt biggie fuck.
Them the wrong pants for this job.
I just need a white collar shirt, anything.
She got on a nigga that got fired yesterday. Shit, just put that on till we get your size and he ain't coming back. Yeah, it's a 3X, but you gonna be straight. You ain't gonna have to do too much. Just throw that 3X on.
She wore her Burger King
clothes.
She wore her Burger King pants with the shirt.
I got some black pants. I can do that.
Her shirt bigger here.
Bro, hurry up and sit down. Your titty jiggling.
That's a nigga he talking to, too. That nigga.
That That nigga had a whole titty just whoosh, whoosh. Bro, sit your big titty ass down.
She got two drinks. She spilled that shit over everybody. Excuse me.
I'm about to slap that bitch. You can tell by that nigga legs, he got bronchitis. Look at that little nigga.
Damn, you got on the insane asylum shoes. Nigga, where the fuck you get them from? This nigga got on the white slip-ons. Boy, would you just get out the crazy house?
Boy, this nigga said, yeah.
You skateboard? That don't skateboard shoes.
Kind of niggas in the temple.
Hey, DC, them the shoes they give you on your first day of jail after you told on everybody. It's like, you know what? You get the white ones, nigga. This wear those. Shout out to JJ from Good Times. That's JJ.
Man, leave that nigga alone. That nigga goes all the way to the back.
I ain't talking about this nigga. He got the clothes you put on when you pee in your clothes in preschool. Put this on so your mama get here.
That nigga don't change clothes.
He's sitting over there by the door by himself because he smell like pee.
Look at them. They hope we don't talk about them. Ah, your wish is coming true. Sit your stupid ass down.
Man, she got that bun like Doc McStuffins. I like that. What it is. Doc McStuffins in the building.
Look, they just say anyway, bitch, sit down.
I don't know. Did y'all two niggas ride together?
Yeah, they hit
y'all
good.
Two, how the hell y'all, what, nigga, you got on Timberlands and a sweater. This nigga got on swim trunks. What the fuck did y'all think y'all was coming to?
He sell insurance.
It looked like his mama stopped him at the door. Ah, take your little brother with you.
That nigga got on Timberlands in Tampa,
what
boy.
You do? What you do for a living, bro? You a teacher? I told you, he a chaperone ass nigga.
Oh, that's one of his troubled students. Maybe if I take him to an environment where he can be himself, he'll stop acting out in class.
Any nigga that wear Timberlands in Tampa in August is a gangster. With your feet fat? What you trying to lose weight in your ankles, nigga?
Nigga, got sweaty feet.
Timberlands on, boy.
Sweaty feet, ass boy. How the fuck outside? Boy, what the fuck wrong with you?
He was looking through his closet and forgot he ain't wear them bitches. Like, God damn, I'm going to go and bust them bitches. I've been there before. Nigga just had to wear everything he ain't get to wear.
That's your little, that's your big brother. That's your cousin. He said, that's my cousin. God damn, my bad, nigga. I ain't know what's wrong with you.
Man, leave them niggas alone. They going through some shit in that family. I can tell. I sense something. I don't know what it is. I'm getting a vision. Somebody on drugs. It's somebody.
Who?
Somebody. I don't know who it is. It's a family member. It's a woman. I don't know who it is.
Let me see.
I'm getting a vision.
I'm from the hood. I sold dope.
It might be alcoholism. It's some sort of substance abuse.
I can't feel it.
We in Tampa. All I know if I hear a nigga yell out, I'm going to be right back.
Let me see your arms.
Bitch.
Let me see your arms.
Nigga say,
everybody
come
do
bike.
Like see these veins.
Baby, you is too far for us to hear that. You. It sounds like you just yelled out.
Where she at anyway?
You like Waldo.
That
we got to find
you. The wall. That bitch is stuck. Help.
Bruh, you know what's fucking crazy? What if the girl of your dreams is at this show, but man, she's sitting all the way the fuck up there?
Well, that man, I had a nightmare.
That is a nightmare. Yeah, that ain't no dream. That's a nightmare.
Why are you?
You got to make it through all these Tampa niggas to get up there? Hell nah, nigga. You going to have to fight a nigga with some dreads like our drummer and some flip-flops.
Oh,
that nigga can fight like a motherfucker.
Look at niggas at the top throwing dollars. Y'all niggas stupid. You should have used that money to buy you a closer seat, dumbass boy. This motherfucker is not. You're stupid. That is not falling. You are stupid. This nigga's like, hey, yeah, I'm fucking this shit up. This nigga bought the cheapest seat to throw all the money.
Next thing you know, you're going to see an usher walking that nigga downstairs. Excuse me. I dropped some dollars down here. Excuse me. I need that to get my Uber back home.
Nigga,
I ain't got no bank card.
That nigga came in here with 101.
Nigga gonna be
what
outside
to
mad as a motherfucker books. Going off like a real Florida nigga. When one of you pussy-ass nigga picked up my money, man.
Yeah,
put your nigga. I ain't fucked up about the money part.
Yes,
I just wanted the shit bite. That's all.
Get it bite.
Yes, you. Yes, you. Stupid ass tried to throw it over all those people.
Yeah,
the fucked up part is you ain't see it. He was up there like, baby, give me a few dollars.
She was mad. Well, for what? I'm just trying to show these niggas it don't matter that we sitting in the goddamn top row.
Who got the money? What'd he throw? Did he throw a dollar? What'd he throw? Because y'all motherfucking grinding. They like, uh-oh, bitch, give me that. Hey, that shit crazy. That shit went from the third row. Yeah. Nigga was like, what the fuck?
Hey, DC, the shit came up from so high, the people on the bottom didn't know who threw it. Look at God throwing money in this bitch.
Right. Little do y'all know, that nigga got that shit on a fishing string like the motherfucking commercial. Oh, you almost had it. You gotta be quicker than that.
Ah! Somebody gonna bite that string.
Man, Tampa, a real place. Last time I was in Tampa, an Uber driver picked me up with a suspended license. I was like, damn, nigga, how you pull that off? He like, I'm fucked up, bro, but shit, nigga, they let me drive, so I had to ask that nigga. I'm like, bro, you a real Uber driver. You about to set me up with some shit. How you get an Uber job?
Boy, you better.
The Uber job don't know your license is suspended, nigga. You get the job, and then they get suspended. You like, shit.
I'm going away, nigga.
Hey, Chico, you better be careful fucking around in Tampa. They got some shit out here called E-Boy City.
Huh? What the fuck?
Yeah.
They call hey, what?
That shit called E-Boy City.
E-Boy City. City.
E-Boy.
What that mean?
Don't go out there.
What the hell be going on in E-Boy City?
Nigga, you know why they call it E-Boy? Because them niggas do everything. So
that ain't what? It must be a Latin word for same sex or something, bro. Nigga, I was down that bitch. I seen a bunch of niggas standing in line to get in the club. I was like, nigga, must be some hoes in that bitch. Then I heard the music. Poof, poof, poof. I was like, oh, shit. They are the hoes trying to get in that bitch.
Oh.
Help! What is this?
Oh.
Help! Where is the Uber driver with the suspended license? Yeah, you need him.
You need that nigga. That's why they let you drive with a suspended license in town. But you'll get in the car with anybody. You hear that poof, 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 poof. Them niggas probably walking the club.
That is stupid. It's a whole show. As soon as they get in, it's a runway.
Turn that fucking shit off!
Y'all nigga is stupid!
Turn that shit off!
Y'all nigga is stupid!
Turn that shit off!
It's gonna be a nigga come from the ceiling.
She says, sure he is.
Y'all is crazy! This shit, you love me, baby? I love you too. Ooh.
She love you?
Yeah, She built like a cotton candy bag. Ooh.
Yep. A cotton candy bag.
I'm talking about the one at the top, too. Ooh. I want
the big one. You got to hit three shots to get her.
Three shots. Ooh. Blue and pink. I want them both.
That's what they put. They be bullshitting. Big women be thinking they won't get to work. Shit.
Get all of it. Balls
I
and all.
I get one. Hell yeah. All that pussy, about 8 pounds of pussy down there. Big girl pussy look like two fists pushed together.
Oh, god damn. That's a hell of a description.
I stopped fucking big women.
Who at the door? I'm like, is that?
Yeah, so you said big girl pussy wake up in the morning and go,
I had to quit. I stopped fucking with big girl last summer, but I started fucking back. Because I was fucking this big girl, and her pussy looked just like a crab claw.
Ooh. Yeah, you know she big. You heard her. She, bitch, let me use my outside voice. Carlos Miller.
She took a deep breath with that one. I like big girls because they pussy fart first.
But I'm saying, like, if you one of them big girls who don't take a bath, you just be throwing the rag all around. I ain't fucking with you.
See, I like a big girl because her pussy fart first. When they wake up in the morning, they don't just open up. They be like,
shit, I feel you. I like big girls because they know how to make meals you've never seen before. You wake up in the morning and got a bacon and egg sandwich on a little Debbie honey bun. You like, damn. How you put that together? Did you heat up the honey bun?
So that's what you like about big girls?
Yeah, nigga, she made you a bacon and egg on a honey bun.
You know what I like about big girls, Chico?
What?
When they eat, they hold their food right here.
You know one thing I like about big girls?
What?
They breathe like they just got through running. Like, bitch, you just sat out.
You know what else I like about big women?
What you like?
They have amazing strength. Big girl can pick this goddamn couch up by herself. Babe, get the chair. I got the couch.
Put that bitch on her shoulder.
Especially the big girls that can sing a little bit, like not a whole song, just her favorite part.
Shit.
Big girl got a body odor. I like it.
You do.
Mm-hmm. It like sweat, shit, but it like, nah, it like, it got like a little.
It's sweat, but it's
yeah, it's sweat, but it still smells good.
It like sweat.
Like baby powder sweat. It
yeah. Like, all the like, big girls I done never came in contact with smell good than a motherfucker. It's like y'all got bars of Dove up under your arms. You smell good.
You know what it is? It be like that sweat, then it mixed with like the smell of an empty Doritos bag.
Hell no, Doritos stink. Doritos stink.
You done smelt the inside of a Doritos bag? What was that? What was you smoking?
Because I was trying to figure out what that smell was.
Oh, okay.
It smelled like old girl.
It smelled like old girl.
Who's some of your favorite big girls? I know one of mine is Jill Scott, boy.
Miss Elliott, ooh, I love Miss Elliott.
You see Jill Scott when she was sucking that microphone, boy? It was like, she loves me.
Let me tell you something. Missy Elliott, any big girl that can move in a trash bag and still look good. Like, you already big. You put some more big shit on you? Like,
I can't stand the rain.
I'm like, ooh, I love her. Ooh, I just want to bust it.
No, my all-time favorite big girl, Miss Sophia.
Miss Sophia on the color purple. Oprah.
Hell no. That pussy is hairy. That
time
shit is
out.
Coming out the drawers.
Quick question. Miss Sophia before or after the fight?
Both.
Oh. You know he never
because
had
the
that.
One
I went crooked.
Because the one after the fight was hilarious.
The crooked eyes.
You don't remember
Sophia?
When they was about to fight at the dinner table?
Yeah.
And then Miss Sophia was like, hush up, you fool. Miss Sophia home. Things about to change.
I like Della Reese too. Della
Plus,
Reese.
Miss Sophia, the first black woman to knock out a white man.
Yep, clean.
On film.
Yep.
On film. It's first.
Clean. I like Della Reese.
I got one better for you though.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. It might seem, hold your nose.
Ooh.
Precious.
I ain't going that
I'm
going
to tell you the exact.
She dark skin. That pussy pink. Ooh.
I'm going to tell you the exact moment I fell in love with Precious.
When?
When she stole that goddamn chicken.
Oh. That'd do it. Well, you want to shout out
Preston,
you got to shout out Monique, too. Monique was a real big girl in that movie. You ain't shit, bitch.
She too aggressive, though. It would be like,
just in that movie,
she'll fuck you without taking a bath. You like, I can't do that.
Whatever. Della Reese is one of my favorite, too, just because of the way she came out the house on Thin Line Between Love and Hate. I crack you across the head. Leave my goddamn son alone. I was like, ooh, she'd take care of me if I took her trash out.
Bro, this y'all, see, this ain't a famous big girl, but I'm going to throw it in.
Who?
My homeboy mama.
Ooh. Why?
Because she the only lady I know that can smoke a whole cigarette and never ash that bitch, but she don't drop the ash. And y'all motherfuckers ain't gonna be running these hoes in and out this motherfucking house. This ain't a motherfucking hoe house. Shit, give me $7.
Give me $7. Oh, but shit, in that case, Smokey Mama on Friday, she was the original.
Hell no, that bitch was loud.
Yeah, yes it did.
Dang it.
That's what she said.
Yeah, yes it did. What about Sugar?
Sugar?
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck is that?
On Friday, next Friday.
Sugar.
The step auntie.
Oh, yeah. No, y'all. She good.
Yes, yeah.
What's her name? Kim.
Yup.
Yeah. Yep.
Ladies, y'all don't know. That's how niggas remember y'all. We don't remember shit. We just remember what the fuck you know.
You know Kim. Honey bun.
Yeah. Bit
nah, then
Kim.
We do some type of motion.
Kim.
Oh, that Kim. Okay,
no, that's the wrong Kim. Kim. Crooked eye Kim.
Oh.
No, not Kim. Not Kim. Kim.
No. You don't like Kim, huh? Shit.
Yeah.
Not that Kim.
Not that Kim. The Kim. You know the Kim. That Kim.
Oh!
Kim.
Yeah. You have a Kim.
Okay. You know Kim.
Yes, sir. That the only guy that can do that.
Look at Kim. She in here somewhere. I don't know them, babe. Swear to God.
Women do that shit, too, but y'all be disrespectful when you would describe a nigga. You know Ron. Who is Ron? You know Ron.
You talking about... Ron over with?
Yeah, Ron.
Nah, child support Ron.
You talking about Instagram always blazing, but ain't he money, Ron?
Nah, you know Ron. Throw it off the top balcony, Ron. You know.
Ron.
Okay.
Who ain't have a ride after the show, Ron?
The nigga had to run.
How you doing, Miss Lady? I just wanted to let you know I'm feeling that big titty energy that you're throwing to the stage.
Where is it? Oh,
it's
shit.
Right there. Those are amazing.
We should, have a spotlight, like how the NBA going.
City cam.
Going. Right there, booby cam.
Damn. Boy, your titties are amazing, ma'am. God bless you. You got to sing the Negro National Anthem. You see them motherfuckers.
What's that here?
Humongous.
38F?
38F.
We need to have a whole little, just like a blueprint.
That's, hey, fellas, that's how you know the titties big. They got a bad grade. 38F. Titties didn't even try. Big stupid ass
just
titties.
Fell.
Titties didn't give her like three questions right on the pop quiz. Dumb ass titty. Big dumb stupid ass titties. I want to separate them, but they brothers.
Them motherfuckers is you lift every voice and sing.
If she got nipple rings,
let your titty swing down low. Won't you let us see titties that's bigger than Double D? I know it's wrong, but your titties are strong.
All the titties in the back.
Sing a song. The titties so big you need help when you suck them. Sing a song. You don't need pussy cause
the lady with the lady got the big titties too. Wait a minute, let's stop.
It's late, man.
Wait.
You gotta finish it.
Wait, bro, hold up before you finish. We can take a moment. Shit, I ain't got lightheaded. Man, look at the stud lady with them titties right there.
Which one?
The stud lady right there.
Oh, the stud lady. All right.
Right there. Just,
all right, we're gonna continue need on you.
DC, come see the stud. These motherfuckers is huge.
That's the stud?
Right
God
there.
Damn, now you cannot be gay with those titties.
You make my penis rise. Even though you don't like guys, I'll still get on your titties cause they're strong.
Sing it again, Chico.
Big old tits. She's got a dildo she hides in her closet. Big old tits. When you take off your shirt, your tits are throbbing.
Finito.
Do you know how time out? Do you know how much black we gonna get from the woke community for making the titty Black National Anthem?
So what?
Fuck them.
We ain't had a good black titty song since the last time we made one.
Yep, exactly.
Somebody told us we talk about titties too much on this show.
I don't give a fuck. We own this shit. Oops.
I feel like we the voice of the community, and we need a platform where black men can talk about titties. What else we gonna hear?
Right.
Can't we don't have shit.
Can't talk about that shit on the news. Nigga.
You can't.
Yeah, only
the
way they talk about it on the
black
news.
Black titty was on the news, bro. They banned some people from the Super Bowl.
They damn sure did. And little nipple type, boop, it was over with.
Black titties offend people.
I remember that.
But those are the same titties that made this country.
Right. Titties that nursed all types of children and just beautiful. Black titties are magical.
Speak on it.
All the way from A to whatever size that is. You say triple F? 38F, 38, fuck you. Ooh. Titties are amazing, and we feel like showing love to the beautiful black women. See, that's the thing. In America, y'all are the most, you know, undermined people in the country, because you got to think about
y'all
it like
this. Y'all are queens.
Think about
y'all
it like this.
Y'all are the best shit
think
on
about
this
it like
planet.
This, black women. We as black men are persecuted and been persecuted since we've been here, but y'all are the support system for us, and they treat y'all like y'all ain't shit. Y'all like a triple minority.
Talk to him, Chico.
So,
yeah, get that pussy wet, Chico.
What we do here on the 85 South Show is black men who are successful, entrepreneurs who are doing it ourselves to show y'all that we love black women. Fuck all that bullshit that they say when a nigga get famous, they don't like black women. Not only do we like black women, we love black titties.
We love it. Them.
I don't care what condition they in, long as it's two of them. Play that shit, bruh. It's gonna be, we gonna do another titty song back to back?
don't matter to me.
This is dedicated to all the women who got them purple pussy lips.
Black women are, black women are magic. Hey, DC.
What you say, Carl?
Black women are magic.
Come on now. Even the ones with the little bitty ponytail with one rubber band on them.
And you got that little one little braid, that little one little braid up under your wig. That little one little braid.
To all the hood bitches who ran out of perm, so you just did the edges.
Black women are magic.
Magic.
They
you
magic.
Walk your child to the school bus, barefooted, bitch. You don't give a fuck.
Black women are magic.
We love you.
They raise their kids. Black women got the koalas under their wig. Black women are magic. They raise their kids. Black women got the koalas under their wig.
Come on.
They magic.
Black women is magic.
What are they
magic?
Black women is magic.
What are they magic?
Black women is magic.
What makes them magic, DC?
I'm talking about when they have around the areola. Oh, I love that shit. What? That little hair, it be like 1, 2, 3, maybe 4, 5. Oh, I love that shit.
Black women are magic, even if they don't like dick. She still got big tits, cause you're magic.
She like black dick on Tuesdays.
She do. This song is dedicated to all the women who got kids by two homeboys.
And they still cool.
And they still cool.
Cause you're magic. They magic.
All the women,
they gotta pick their hands up every time they stand up. Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, I got you, motherfucker.
All right, stop. That's enough. Shout out to all my niggas that ain't ate no pussy in a long time.
That shit almost made me cry, nigga.
I know.
That was a very beautiful song.
All the niggas that hit us with white women was like, it's okay, baby, it's cool. We love you, too.
I play that shit at a funeral, too. Man. He know he going to heaven, but that nigga gone. Boy.
You didn't see the white dude. He was telling this girl, baby, you're pretty cool, too, bro.
You're pretty all right. We wouldn't make that song, it would be different for y'all. White women are awesome. They're awesome.
White chicks are awesome. They're so cool. They like to hang out and drink some brews with the crew. And she's pretty. You get her drunk enough, she'll let you see both her titties.
Both her titties. Cause white women are awesome. They like to do things like cook without seasoning.
Stop.
But there is a reason, cause they're white. They like to drink all night, then get drunk and learn.
I don't wanna fucking be anymore. Hey Chico.
Fucking what?
If you ever want someone to count your calories, let me hook you up with my homegirl Valerie.
Valerie.
Don't with them white bitches. Don't know
Valerie
with them white bitches.
Hold up, what'd he say?
Don't nobody fuck with them white bitches.
Damn.
Don't nobody fuck with them white bitches.
What you say?
Don't nobody fuck with them white bitches.
Time out. You lying.
He ain't fuck with them white bitches. He ain't a real nigga. That nigga light skin. Nigga, talk about Martin Luther King. Nigga, Malcolm X.
Yep.
This nigga right here, they will put him in check.
Yep.
Cause this is some bullshit.
Yep.
Don't you know that black pussy is the best in the world?
Black pussy. Is the best in the world.
Black pussy is the best in the world.
Black pussy
is the best in the world.
I said,
black pussy is the best in the world.
Keep on. It's the best in the world.
Black pussy
yeah.
is the best
In the whole wide world. What?
Yeah. We had to do it. We had to do it.
Yeah. That nigga said, black pussy is so juicy. You get something and wipe down like little Boosie.
Come on.
It's so good, it's so juicy, it's so warm. You ever seen a black girl in a porn? They get freaky just like the white girl. But they got real tight little curls.
What?
And then you know the pussy ain't no shit. Black pussy so good, get a haircut like this. What you
Stop.
Know about it?
Wait. Talk your shit.
Keep going, DC.
In the whole wide world.
Yeah. Yeah. Is the
in the whole world.
In the whole world.
In the whole world.
In Australia. Africa too,
come on.
In America,
boom.
Yeah, Brazil food,
boom.
Everywhere you go,
boom.
Even Canada,
boom.
Black pussy is the best, I ain't mad at ya,
boom.
Everywhere you go, in the whole world,
boom.
Black pussy is so good in my whole world. Everywhere you go, pussy so good. Black woman got the best pussy in the whole hood. Loose leg,
it's a black pussy,
loose
hey.
Leg for the pussy.
Black pussy, hey, you like it.
Loose leg for the pussy.
Black pussy, hey, you like it.
Loose leg for the
but
pussy.
But when you fuck the white women, you be like, I should have took my ass home.
We saying all that to say this. What we saying, Chico?
Black pussy is the best in the world.
You fuck with that white pussy, your ass go to prison and come home looking like this.
You selling cans.
They like, what
you
happened to y'all?
I was fucking with this white bitch at the 85 South Show and shit.
Selling cans. DC is the new can man. That's the can man.
His name Can Man.
That's the can man.
He the can man.
That's the can man.
He the can man.
It always be a nigga like this wanna wash your car. Hey, can I wash your car?
Oh, no.
Hold up.
Hey, why the hood ain't shit? And they give him a fucked up nickname. Hey man, leave him alone. That's my boy Hip Hop. He alright. Hip Hop, you cool?
Yeah, I'm just looking for my material.
You got it in there.
I'm just looking for my brush and my soap.
You got it in there.
Ah, man, that's how I make my money.
Yeah, you got it in there.
Ain't no
you got to keep looking in there.
No, I ain't doing that. I went up there to the Ray Ray now.
Hold on, wait a second. We gotta help. We gotta help.
Material.
We gotta help out Hip Hop. What happened? What you lose, Hip Hop?
Me know about nobody. So I want them to be right there early morning. They want to cover.
Wait. Now you're talking too fast. Now, this card, now you had the card last night. Remember you watched Lil Rondo car?
Yes, I watched Lil
Rondo. Lil Rondo that you said you gave his money.
Yeah,
hold on.
Yes.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
I'm gonna want a banana. I ate all day.
No banana.
Now, I ain't
so,
eat
look,
no, I ain't no goddamn banana. You look like you got to go to goddamn E-boy world
listen,
or whatever
listen,
it is.
Listen, Ray.
What?
I hear my material. I went up there and ride the railroad car. And I came back and put no my material on me.
Somebody throw your material.
Man,
one of these Tampa niggas that hold on. Wait a second. Which one of you motherfuckers stole my brother's shit to wash cars with, nigga? You dirty motherfuckers. Which one of you niggas got my brother goddamn machine, nigga?
Amen.
You in the back? Well, fuck you then, nigga. I come back there right now, motherfucker.
Go
get
back
my goddamn
there,
brother
it's
shit
it's
back.
The nigga with the white bitch.
Bitch, I'm coming back there right now, damn now, you motherfucker.
I
thought
you
were gonna steal my goddamn brother.
You
got
you,
me
boy.
Go crazy.
Where you going, nigga? The fuck wrong with you? Hey, white lady, you know what happened to my brother's stuff? I don't trust you. Look out. What's up?
Goddamn banana, good in the mouth.
You did? Don't be giving me stuff, because you did you steal my brother's shit?
Don't get beat up, Ray.
Hey, we gonna be able to sell these. Hey.
Don't get beat up, Ray.
Hey, there go my man in the wheelchair. He might have used it to make his wheels go quicker. You stole my brother's stuff.
Hold on, man. That's him, bro.
I think that's him. Hold up.
You know yeah. I can't get now. Hold up.
Hey, hey.
How the hell am I going to get down these steps?
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Mama right here says she stole it. She wants some sugar. Well, give me some sugar then, Mama.
No, man.
I don't know. Oh, I don't know how the hell I'm going to get down
these. Now my neck smell like cigarettes. Excuse me.
Evan, I'm going to get drunk, goddamn.
Ain't nobody scared of anything.
Who got
happy
it?
Happy birthday, baby. Huh? Happy birthday.
Watch up.
I'm going to see about this nigga back here.
What's up, baby? You look at me.
The fuck wrong with you, nigga? Oh, what's up? Hey, which one of you niggas back here stole my brother's shit? Which one of y'all stole it? Hey, how you doing? What's up, OG?
We got a banana head.
What's up, OG? You in here.
I smell like penicillin.
You in here dressed like you green.
Ooh.
Like you green. Gonna see the goddamn.
She smell like penicillin.
Hey.
Penicillin.
You stole it. Hey,
ooh,
my man.
Right.
Hey.
Antibiotics. She smell like antibiotics.
Hey, bro, I got the guy who stole your stuff back here in D.C.
She smell like antibiotics. She smell like vitamin D.
Yeah, we back here in the back with the bald head white man that looks like the white version of Lil Bill.
She smell like fish oil.
You ain't black.
Don't worry about it, my daddy's black as fuck, baby.
He said his daddy black. I don't believe him, motherfucker.
You just look at that mate.
Hey, what's up? Give it up for my aunt right here. Yeah, he just came from a Earth, Wind & Fire concert. He brought his wife in from the Earth, Wind & Fire concert.
Hello. My name is Carlos Miller, and this episode of the 85 South Show is sponsored in part by the good folks over there at BlueChew.com. People ask me all the time, well, how long does it take for a Blue Chew to work? And me giving you a professional recommendation? I would say you should take your Blue Chew between 30 and 45 minutes before you plan on tearing that ass up. Hey, man, this is Carlos Miller. And you know the hard part about doing these ads? If you want to tear that ass up all 2020, fellas, I'm not saying you're not already tearing that ass up. Everybody say they don't need a Blue Chew. Nobody needs a Blue Chew, but you want one. Hell, I don't need one, but I want one. I would prefer to have it. It just gives me extra confidence because I know I could naturally tear that ass up. But with a Blue Chew, that ass is getting teared up. I will tear that ass up. Ask somebody who fucked me recently. Blue Chew works. Right now, we have a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment absolutely free when you use the special promo code 85SOUTH. Just pay $5 for the shipping. Again, that's Blue, B-L-U-E, Chew, dot, like a period, com. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring our podcast.
Yeah. Hey, white man, you protecting me?
Yes,
well, walk in, goddammit. There we go. Yeah, you ain't never seen a nigga tell a white man what to do. Yeah.
It takes
walk
time,
straight. Walk straight. But stop bending your back. Stop bending your back. What's up, nigga? Stop bending your back. Walk straight up. Walk straight, white man. Walk straight. Yeah, he built like Peter Griffin off goddamn Family Guy. Get your ass at the front. Yeah, that's for my ancestors.
He ain't even the police. He the paramedics. Ain't that a bitch?
That's a bullshit.
Rock?
That's
how you
stole
doing?
My goddamn
hey, what's
material.
Going on, Rock? How you feel? You straight?
Rock ain't hit me up the stairs. Fuck Rock.
Rock, man. Hey, y'all. Hey, somebody gave us some pictures.
Come on, want that shit?
This one, me.
Looking for my goddamn materials.
This one you.
Who that is?
This you here.
That ain't me. That's a nigga look like me.
That's you. And that me.
No, that is me.
Thank you to the dude who drew these. Thank you.
Hey, this shit cold, bro.
What's your name, bro?
It's David McLean, ugly ass.
What's your name? Come here, G. Come here, G.
David McLean.
David McLean.
Who that did all those pictures? That David McLean.
What's up, G?
This shit hard.
Yeah.
That nigga got dreads and got glasses. Niggas a painter for real.
Man, tell the people your name. Tell the people your name and your information and where they can find your artwork at, G.
It's David McLean. No, it's
this nigga don't know his name. This nigga don't know his name. I tried to help him. It's David McClain. Oh, no, never mind. That ain't it no more.
They call me Dave O. What's your name, nigga? Got his polo button to the top.
That's how we do it at Tampa. It's David MCC at Tampa. Yes, it is.
They ain't gonna remember that.
Idiot.
Say it again.
My shit David hard. I'm hanging
MCC
mine in the bathroom.
At
yeah, that shit go.
My Instagram is It's David MCC.
It's David MCC, and they can find this type of good art that you do on It's David MMC.
Absolutely.
All right. MCC. Yeah. Thank you, David. Appreciate the love, bro.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate you, man. Yeah. That's the thing. We appreciate all the people, all the 85%ers that do stuff like this for us, man. We appreciate the love. This is beautiful.
Yeah, this shit.
Oh, we got the coldest fans. Look at the audience, bro. We got hood niggas. Then we got a science teacher sitting right here.
Hey, that nigga drew you for real. That nigga gave you some abs. That is a lie.
Shut the fuck up.
That nigga gave you my body.
Yeah. He gave him some abs and a blunt.
That nigga gave him my body.
Niggas gonna let you have shit nice. Can't have nice shit around, nigga.
He got abs. That nigga like, yo, I'm gonna take this picture. I'm gonna put it up. I bet you will, nigga.
Shit, we in the game.
To all the ladies who got the body shape on, take that shit off.
You
look, she said, hell no. Hell no.
That's why your Adam apple hurt, because you can't swallow, bitch.
She better not have no
I'm going to the doctor. My neck hurt. I bet it is.
Shit, they take that waist trainer off. They body going to drop like Meg Thee Stallion. Them motherfuckers right there. Oh, shit.
Where that shit got to come from? That shit got to come from back there.
You know what the waist shaper is? It's the thing that they use to check your blood pressure with at Walmart. They just made a bigger version and let them wrap it around their body.
They walk around with blood pressure bands.
Y'all always fucking with people.
You started this nigga.
Hey, my auntie had a weight trainer on the other day. That shit was so funny. She would hold the groceries, bro. She was trying to get the groceries out of the car.
Man, a weight trainer make you walk like the Tin Man.
Hey, man.
Y'all
that shit
stupid.
Be funny as fuck.
Hey, when you hold somebody with a weight trainer and you feel it, they always give you that eye like. Like, that's what I felt. That's what you felt.
She got her tactical vest on. Good tactical vest. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Shout out to all the niggas that be hiding their girl's stomach in the picture. You'll grab it a little bit. You got it.
Oh, the girls do it in the pictures. Y'all be slick taking the pictures like this.
Don't nobody give a fuck about that stomach, man. Show that stomach.
Show it. We know where it came from.
Oh, when that nigga want to see that shit, then you get home, you trying to show that. You better show that shit. They always try to lay on their back so they can try to even their stomach out. Like, nah, bitch, I see something. Something is going on!
Hey, this nigga Carlos so dumb. I got to talk about it. We had a show.
Shit.
We had a show in Boston. After the show, this lady came up after the show with her stomach hanging out her shirt. That nigga Carlos looked at her and said, hey, baby, I just want to go on your stomach and go, boom.
Hey, that shit was so, I'm talking about her shit was literally, it was looking like a face was supposed to be right there. That nigga went in it and was like,
listen,
I couldn't resist.
Nigga's a legend, man.
She was like, what? We were like, bitch, you know what?
I just didn't know. I didn't know that people was insecure about shit. Like
people
that.
Insecure like people about a lot.
But I'm saying to the point where like somebody can say some shit and they really be fucked up about it.
Oh yeah.
Because they've been trying to fix it their whole life. They don't know how to fix it or they
some
don't know
shit
how to
you
cope
just
with.
Can't
you
fix it.
It is what it is, bro.
You got to, and that's the thing about being, you know, a black person. Like you got to accept the shit that the society say is wrong
got
with
to.
You. Because if you don't, you're gonna be fucked up with yourself and the world gonna be fucked up with you. You ain't gonna make it. You ain't gonna make nothing happen.
That shit gonna drive
fuck
you
it.
Crazy.
Don't nobody care. My head big as a motherfucker. I give a
tell
fuck.
Him. I'm talking about swole. Sean McGill.
I can care less, nigga.
Shit
I'm a big
huge.
Head. It sure is. Give a fuck. I love it. Because I ain't got no choice but to love it. Ain't no head surgery they can give you, nigga.
Yeah.
Just cope with that shit, bro.
You just got to accept your flaws. Man, they used to tease me when I was growing up. Oh, look at Carlos. His dick's so big. Ugh. He's a freak. He's not like the rest of us. Oh, my God. Hey, don't sit by Carlos Miller.
This nigga retarded.
Hey, man.
He's crazy. You used to get picked on, too?
They used to tease me, bro. Oh, look at his big dick. We only in second grade.
That's what we all got in common. Everybody,
you too, Carlos? I thought I was the only one.
Oh, my God. For everyone for my teacher who believed in me, leave him alone. He is one of my exceptional students.
She was a pedophile.
And that's another thing. Salute if it's any school.
See how this shit went like this over most people here. Only the white people in the mix, dude.
She was touching you.
Hey, salute to all the school teachers in here. If it's any in here.
That is a tough job. That is a real tough job.
And I don't like the fact that all the rap niggas act like it's y'all fault that they made it. My teacher said I wasn't gonna be shit. No, she didn't, nigga.
Teacher, who is telling all them students that they ain't gonna be shit, report that bitch. She is fucking up the future.
Yes. Right. Shit in the bag and put it on her desk. It's gonna be hilarious.
For real, but salute to the school teachers. Y'all should be the highest paid motherfuckers in the country, cause.
Not the highest paid. They give a little bit more money.
Nigga. If you ain't never seen a parent teachers conference with them ratchet parents that don't never come until you tell they student not to do some shit, that's a lot to deal with. Who the fuck said my baby is having trouble at the house? Bitch, first of all, don't tell me how to raise my motherfucking child, ho, okay? You got me fucked up. I said, I take good care of my baby. Well, ma'am, your son is in the 12th grade and can't read. I don't give a fuck. He don't need to read. I read for him, bitch.
they got a babysitter. That nigga's
look,
stupid.
We got to give us another shout out, too, to the people who work at the school that's dumb not teachers, kid. Like the janitors and the cafeteria
And the attendance lady. What? Yeah. Perfect attendance, bitch. You know I skip school, bitch. Appreciate you.
Shout out to all the lunch ladies in here, too. Y'all special. We remember some of y'all for our whole life.
Yep.
If y'all give a nigga that extra apple juice at breakfast and that extra milk at lunch, we love you forever, man.
And you know, a nigga got
to pay. That need to be the federal law. All lunch ladies need to be black women. For real. You ever had that black lunch lady who gave a fuck about not only your education, but your well-being?
Right.
Come here, baby. You look so hungry. Come here. Look at him. He just look hungry.
Reach in there and get you another one of them apples.
Get you another one.
I wish you would grab another chocolate milk at my school.
What?
I'm just trying to have some cereal.
You don't need no goddamn chocolate milk for cereal. You get a regular milk out of there.
I was a nigga that loved chocolate milk. Well, I drank the whole line just for some chocolate milk. Excuse me. Nigga, no. Let me get that.
That's why we fucked up now. Think of the shit we had with chocolate milk.
Fish sticks.
Nigga, that greasy ass spaghetti with that goddamn thick ass Texas toast.
Nah, that's worse with milk.
Who like a bitch?
That square pizza with the square pepperonis on it.
That square pizza.
Ooh, boy.
That shit used to be lit. I need that shit.
Damn. Damn, boy. That
could have been. Where the niggas who used to put tater tots and shit in their pocket? I know they in this bitch.
Nigga, four tater tots.
This nigga put his hand up. Nigga, that was me. Tater tots shouted.
This nigga pulling tater tots out, shaking them like Skittles. What's up with y'all niggas, man? Y'all straight.
Nigga, where you get some tater tots from? Yesterday. Fuck you talking about?
Who used to start food fights?
So you mean tell me you took them bitches home and brought them back? You was a killer, nigga.
But I used to start food fights.
I ain't never been in a food fight before.
That shit be lit. You never been in a food fight?
I'm from Mississippi.
It got me real quick. It got me real quick.
Fat. They ain't throwing their food.
It just take one piece of food.
That's the thing, when you were in elementary school, boy, hey, man, you ever remember that nigga that family had the good shit? That nigga used to come to school with Lunchables and...
The nacho kind?
Nacho,
pizza,
Lunchables, and be stingy as fuck. Hey, man, can I get a cracker? No, nope.
We gonna beat your ass by that Lunchable.
Nigga.
I mean, we stood over a nigga and watched that nigga eat his whole Lunchable.
That's how you feel. Bitch ass nigga gonna come in here with an extravagant
snack. That nigga
snack.
Did not give a fuck. He was like... Ooh, like, bro,
niggas get disrespectful eating that Lunchable when don't nobody else got one. Okay, cracker, cheese, meat, another cracker, another piece of cheese, another cracker, triple stack.
Hey, man. Hey,
I remember one time I thought they cheated me, nigga. See, I ain't know it was just supposed to be like a cracker, ham, cheese. That's it. I was cracker, ham, cheese, cracker, ham, cheese.
Now finish this shit. We gotta hit the rest.
Yeah, that was it.
Well, fuck it. Cracker, ham, cheese, cracker, ham, cheese, cracker, ham, cheese, cracker, cracker, ham, cheese, cracker, ham, cheese, cracker, 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 ham, cheese, c Hold up.
Hey, time out. DC just did his move and his weed, his knees went cracker, crack, cracker, crack, cracker, crack, cracker.
I am getting old. I can't do that shit every show.
Sit down, bro.
I can't do that shit.
Loose
every
leg done hurt his goddamn self.
I can't do that shit every show.
Nigga, this whole goddamn show is in jeopardy right now, nigga.
Good crazy.
That damn loose
crocker
leg.
Crocker down, cheese crocker, shit.
That damn loose leg done tore his ACL.
But nah, no, for real though, bro. He used to come in like five little crockers. And you know, by the time I get to my little third sound, I'm like, nigga, I need some more crocker.
Oh yeah. You ain't supposed to do it like that. I was in LA and seen some kids on a field trip and all of them had Lunchables. I was like, what has the world changed to?
They were sponsored.
Ain't nobody had no smush sandwich in a plastic bag, no fried chicken wrapped up in a grocery store bag, nothing. I'm like, what the fuck done changed in regards to the black family now? These kids all got Lunchables, nigga. Lunch on a field trip used to be the greatest shit ever. See what people would come with? Nigga have a whole Thanksgiving plate.
You know a nigga will post about what he brings.
But you be mad you got it as a young nigga, but as a grown man, you wish you had one of them plates. Your mama would say, look, take some of them pork chops and put them green beans on there. I'm going to wrap it up, all right? They ain't going to be able to heat it up, but it's going to be good. Ain't nobody else going to have this.
See, you had pork chops and shit. My mama said, look, grab two of them sausage patties, get two pieces of bread, take your ass on that field trip. Nigga, we eat lunch at 2 o'clock. This shit gonna be cold, fam.
Back in the day, field trips with black schools used to be like a potluck. Niggas used to have all types of shit, man.
You sitting here reminiscing. I'm thinking, bro. I'm thinking.
What happened, bro?
I can't believe this much time has passed.
She passed, bro.
And ain't nobody opened up the goddamn sandwich shop that sell them little smushed ass field trip sandwiches.
Them shits was the
nigga,
best.
I used to love them, bitch.
Nigga, wouldn't they have to wait all day and the sandwich be thin like a motherfucking envelope?
That shit gets stuck
in your mouth, boy! Nigga, your sandwich started off a regular sandwich. You had a whole goddamn sandwich bag full of sandwich. By the time you ate that bitch up, it was thin and
spaghetti. You fuck around, look around, nigga. About five niggas doing the same shit. Or got you. That shit good, though.
That's a good-ass goddamn sandwich.
Hey,
I'm glad school started back. You know, this is one of my favorite times of year.
Me too.
Get on Instagram and see them kids with that fucked up attitude in the morning.
This the picture you be having your kids taking. With the backpack on and the school uniform.
Motherfucker still can't
smile. Ladies, stop buying them little boys them loose ass belts. That belt done wrapped around the little boy two or three times and he got some shit hanging down his leg.
Nigga look crazy.
Get that little nigga his own belt. Cheap ass.
How many of y'all got kids? Make some noise if you got kids.
That's everybody, huh? That shit went out like a wave.
Yep. Y'all happy as fuck the kids about to go back to school, ain't you?
What?
Yeah.
You get the fuck around the house now, huh? Get naked!
Huh?
Hell yeah.
They ain't back yet? Oh, they already went back in Florida? Oh, y'all winning it.
What?
They already
hold up. You know, in the black house, school started back last week. You know, black parents make up their own rules. Go to bed so y'all can practice going to sleep.
I didn't do that shit.
How the fuck you practice going to sleep?
Gotta get a routine.
That's the best feeling in the world when your kids have been waking your ass up all summer early in the morning and you get to walk in there on the first day of school. Hello! Everybody wake up! Guess what day it is?
Watch this, Chico. Hey, parents, make some noise if you got them kids that cry when you wake them up.
Be mad as a motherfucker.
Pussy ass kid, wake your stupid ass up.
Man, get up. Time to go to school, man. School bus will be here in a minute. You done slept. It's already 6 o'clock, man. Come on, get up.
It's cold as hell, too. You know, early in the morning, that shit cold, like 58 degrees.
They will never get right up. You had to come back two more times. It ain't been for 2 minutes. Come on,
man. You gotta take a wash up.
You gotta go and get up, man. School bus coming. Get up.
You ain't taking no shower, because the shower don't work.
You come back in at the last hour, that motherfucker sitting on the edge of the bed looking like he going through something.
Man, come on. You need to get ready, man. The bus gonna be here in a minute.
That nigga still asleep. Get your stupid ass up, boy.
That's when parents started talking shit, see? That's why I told you to take a bath last night and turn that goddamn game off. Cause now it's time to get up. You don't want to goddamn get up. You want to sneak and play that goddamn game all night. Hold up. Black parents act like that game is the root of all evil. Whatever going wrong in a black child's life, your son fell off his bike. Well, if you turn that goddamn game off, he can learn how to fucking pedal. That's what's wrong with these kids now. Yep. They don't go outside. They sit in their room all goddamn day with their goddamn game.
That's what they do.
And you bought the game. Now you mad at you playing it, goof ass.
Now you got to learn how to play it with your stupid ass.
Ma, listen, the worst thing.
Black kids be like, I'm hungry. Turn that goddamn game off. And you get you something. There's plenty of food in there. Won't turn that goddamn game on.
It's lessons you learn. It's lessons you learn when you getting up to go to school. Like, I'm gonna tell you how I learned how to wash my face real good. Like, I never allowed myself not to wash my face real good after this. I didn't wash my face one time. I had the little tear, the crust tear. Ah! And my mama came up to me and said, come here. Nigga, that was what the fuck? You done rub some slime on me.
At least your mama stayed at home. Nigga, my mama worked at my school.
Ooh.
And my mama used to wear like different wigs every other day.
Oh, your mama was super fly.
Nigga, no, nigga, that shit was traumatized. I never get, nigga. She broke up a fight, nigga. And she told one nigga to go. I'm in the hallway. I see this shit. She tell one nigga to go to class. That nigga walking down the hall told him,
man, that lady with that wig gonna make me slap her.
You should have beat his ass.
I said, hey, bro, that lady with the wig, my mama, nigga, don't do that.
Yeah. I don't think I would have been able to deal with my mama working at my school. That's tough.
I think he said, that lady with the wig gonna make me slap her. I was like, see, this is why I can't do this, bro. Like, it's too much pressure, bro. I don't even like to fight like that. Like.
You went through some shit.
Bitch, that turned me into a cold gangster, bitch. They like, why you in the streets, nigga? Let me tell you something. You ever been to school with your mama?
All day.
And she wear different wigs every other day.
Every day.
You had a lot of pent up aggression.
Well, so time out. School like 270 something days a year. So your mama had enough
1200. Then when kids were still going to school back in.
They going today too.
No, they not. You go to a middle school right now, it's 100 students.
Well,
you like, God damn, this is a community school for real.
The schooling changed now. You know what they do? Listen, you got to
they
be
get too
real.
Many goddamn
you
holidays.
Got to be, you got to be involved in your kids' life because you got to make sure that you influence your kids more than the internet. Because I know the shit that we used to say and do in school without the internet. Boy, I'm talking about all types of curse words. That's why you got to respect black people. Like, how many of y'all been cursing since you was a kid?
When nobody was out. Looking.
And
when
many,
nobody was looking.
How many
looking?
Y'all to this day still scared to curse in front of your parents? Nigga, you been cursing since you was in the second grade. Shut up, bitch. Suck my dick, bitch.
But you know what the cool part about it is? You knew exactly how to use that shit. Soon as your mama walked outside, okay, I'm in charge of this motherfucker. We ain't doing none of that weak ass bullshit. Your little ugly ass cooking the noodles. We about to watch this shit, sit the fuck down. Don't break shit. We can do what the fuck we want to do, long as shit don't get fucked up.
Let me tell you something. These kids, they don't give a fuck. See, when I first learned how to curse, that shit was real. That nigga, you had to look around first before you.
Right.
Fuck you.
But when you at school, remember at recess, boy, that was the cursing central. Recess, everybody was cursing. Hey, bitch, give me the ball, bitch ass nigga. Fuck you.
What?
We in Tampa, I know y'all nigga. Fuck you, nigga, I be bike. Oh, you say you going to get your bike? No, nigga, I be bike, nigga.
Like, that mean he's coming back in a minute.
Man, that's salute to the black parents because they instill a fear that lasts forever in black people. I'm still scared of my mama. Somebody asked me if I ever called my mama by her first name. I'm like, nigga, what the hell no? I wish I would show up and be like, hey, Wanda, what's good with you? I don't know what the fuck she'll do. She might shoot me.
My mama had a cane. Walk away if you want to. I said, come here.
Damn. Your mama was a sandman off the Apollo, nigga.
That ain't what you do with that. That ain't what you do with that.
That's probably why you sing so good. She'd have made your vocal cords strong in the motherfucker, hooking your ass with that cane.
Hey, but when you ever had a whole person squinch their eyes like this, run.
My mama fought everybody in my family.
What? Word?
Yeah, everybody in my family. Yeah, I remember me and Sin got to fighting. Everybody in that mom. She whooped everybody, nigga.
Everybody, yo.
Everybody.
You know you ain't want no problems.
I ain't want no smoke.
You ain't want no problems.
No smoke.
No smoke. You don't want no smoke with that black mama, boy.
I'm talking about real black mama that's aggressive. Like, my sister, reason why my little nephew so throwed off right now, because my sister is crazy. She wanted to whoop you and talk like one of them bitches.
Yeah.
is crazy.
Crazy.
She be like, bitch, didn't I tell you not to do that over here, stupid nigga? Nigga. Nigga.
Damn.
I heard that.
Nah.
Yeah. I'm like, that nigga gonna be a murderer. You need to stop.
Don't do him like that, bro.
Yeah, when your black mama start talking without opening her mouth on
the everybody face.
Damn, that nigga got a visor on.
Excuse me.
Fuck, you gonna go deal a car chain, nigga? What the fuck you gonna do? You look like the dealer off Life.
All about the Benjamins. Ugly ass nigga.
Excuse me, bro. Excuse me.
No, that's her boyfriend. She like, I told you, babe.
That nigga said, yeah, I'm gonna fuck him up with the doo-doo brown and the visor tonight. Nigga, they ain't gonna be able to fuck with me.
She bought him that visor.
Look, babe, it's like MCM. You my man, Chris.
Every day.
Nigga, a player. Y'all good?
Hey, look at my boy right here, built like a bottle of mustard. He with his white girl trying to show her, teach her how to be some seasoning right there.
He got a reminder that it's mustard. Mustard.
With my girl. Hey, remember.
Mustard.
Season salt.
Mustard. That nigga got the mustard.
What did you learn today?
I know, babe. No mayonnaise, just.
Shout out to my man right there with the straw hat on. That's what it is. You
nigga ain't been out of town for niggas. He got a straw hat. Where you been?
That nigga big as a motherfucker. He got a straw hat and an African stripe on his shirt. You just representing all the cultures, ain't you? Puerto Rican, African. Probably got some Jordans on. Look niggas. At this.
Look That's at a real this. Nigga right there.
Look at the dude behind him. Look like the villain on Grand Theft Auto.
Ah.
The yellow ass jacket.
Ah, that nigga tried to blend in.
Yeah, you are suspicious. That is the villain, nigga, on Grand Theft Auto. You walk in, hey, man, get the goddamn coke off the table. Hey, Big Willie over on the other side of town is acting like he doesn't want to pay me my money. Go over there and get him, or you're going to have a problem just like he is. Where's the coke?
Yeah, that's him.
Ah! That nigga sell all used cars. Why do I want no car from you, boy?
Shout out to all the niggas who got sunglasses on, but you can't see, but you're too cool to take them off.
Cause you got a sky, you got a fat ass sky on your
eye.
That
nigga right here trying like a mother.
That nigga right there look like he dressed like you great going to Tom Joyner cruise. Nigga, what's going on with you? Like you about to listen to some Frankie Beverly. This speaking chair.
Come on, come on. Come
He's
on, nigga,
right beside me.
And always a nigga on the boat like this. Come on.
And I don't care. I want to love you. You shouldn't. What the fuck is you doing?
There we go.
I want to make sure I'm right now.
Come on.
Before I let go.
White guy, come on.
You know I think the sun rises and shines on you. You know that nothing.
Talk to him.
Nothing.
I would not do.
Sing it, bitch. Sing it.
Look what they want to do. Hey, before I let you.
Y'all don't even know when the run come in. They just, they like, oh.
I will never let you go before I go. Hey.
Y'all do not know when to come in.
Hey,
she comes. Hey. Hey, so everything in that nigga, and I just jump up and go like this.
That reminded me, bro. Old niggas don't never be standing by who they want to dance with. Old nigga song, come on, you got to go get a bitch. Hey, go get Gladys. Go get your Auntie Gladys. Hey, Gladys, come here.
Hey, Chico, you should have heard their ass on that old part. They did not know when to come in.
Didn't nobody know the words but the white girl. She knew all of them.
She knew it.
Yeah.
I heard it on YouTube.
Yeah.
I have an iPod still.
Nah, she went to the club with her man one time. You know, this play when the club about to let out. You see, niggas are all happy. She was like, what is this song that's making everyone move the same? I have to find out what this is.
Hey, this a good ass electric slide song. I ain't lying.
Ain't no. I said, DC, do the electric slide.
Come out!
Hey, yeah, DC do the electric slide down low.
Hey, when you find out how to dip, oh, you the real electric slide.
Oh, that, oh, this my,
when
that's
you
my
find out how to dip.
This right.
Bring it back.
Come on. Come on.
Which one
hit
you
that
doing?
Shit. Hit that shit.
Which? All right, your turn, Carlos.
Here you go. Hit the.
This is the original. Stupid, he tired
it's always gonna be one nigga act like he fishing on that part. Boy, that is a staple in the black community.
That's the classic. I don't know that other one everybody be doing though.
Which one?
That goddamn, that wobble. Oh, I don't know how to do that one.
To the left, huh. To the left.
That's the cha-cha slide.
That ain't it.
Huh, one time, that shit.
That ain't it.
Now do, come on now, run. Left foot, come on now. That's bullshit.
You wanna learn how to do the wobble, you gotta get a big girl. That's that shit. Yeah, yeah, get in there. Ooh. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby.
Hey, them young niggas just come out of nowhere. They just join the motherfucker. They just, come on. Get low. Y'all niggas can't do that.
These young niggas got them goofy ass dances. Them on. The fuck is wrong with you? You having a seizure, young nigga? My daughter and them, that's all they was doing. Daddy, look. I'm like, what is wrong with y'all arms?
But you gotta think about it. It's generations from stupid shit. Y'all started this shit. I got a brand new shoes. Why would I want to kick your shoe? This is stupid. Look at us.
Yeah.
We are stupid.
That's a dope ass dance though.
We are dope ass.
Nigga, I guess you're right, because I guess a nigga doing this shit looked dumb as fuck when it first came out.
Hey, girl, you know what's funny about that dance? Somebody did that bitch in the club and got some pussy doing that dance. That stupid ass dance.
The running man.
The running man.
But them old niggas used to just two step so good. I seen a OJ's video, them niggas was.
That's what you gonna hit him with?
Them old niggas are tiptoe right up to a bitch. Hey there, young girl. You
ready to battle? Hey, that's exactly how they pull up, DC.
That's a new dance.
We gotta look back just in case the bitch see it up. Like, oh, that bitch done left or right. That bitch.
That's a new dance from the 85 South Show, the old nigga walk. Hey there, young girl. How you doing?
Got my one time G in the motherfucking building!
Hey!
Hold on. You know how we get down, first of all, Tampa. Yeah. Is we in the building, Tampa?
You already know what time it is.
Every time I come to the city, my nigga told you I always make sure I'm good, bro. And this been family for a long time. And I tell him right now, this nigga is running Tampa. Hey, y'all gotta show this nigga some love, Tampa.
Yeah.
This nigga finna turn up. Dog, go crazy.
Hey, hold on, they doing dances right. Tampa, y'all know what's up. We gotta keep playing. Come on. Say that boy with it. Say that.
City boy with it. City boy with it, city boy with it, city boy with it, won't you city boy with it, city boy hit it, city boy hit it, city boy with it, won't you city boy with it, yeah, one time.
Y'all make some noise for Todd T right now,
yes,
make some noise for Todd T.
Tampa, make some noise for your own, man, that's what it's about. Support your people.
This is a live-ass audience,
hey,
bro.
My first time in Tampa, that nigga took me to the crib, and we ate so much food. And we went to what club that was? That gangsta club. What that? Ain't got no AC vent. What's that gangsta club, Tom? Skyline?
They already know. They said Skyline. Nigga said Skyline in the crowd.
If you ain't never been to prison, that's a prison. Don't do that. Everybody in there got felonies, choppers. They do cocaine.
Listen.
In your face.
You'll get, in Tampa, you will get shot by a nigga with some thong flip-flops or a nigga, a whole gangster got on some rainbows. Thought, nigga. And my toes pretty pussy, nigga.
If you got asthma, don't go in that club. You got any breathing medical condition, don't go in that club.
Skyline.
I'm telling you.
For real Tampa.
They got an HVAC problem. That shit got black mold everywhere. Mm.
That's probably one of the greatest clubs in Tampa to have fun.
You walking that motherfucker.
Shout out to that nigga who threw that money earlier. Now you regret that shit.
Nah, he left. He a Uber driver. He got to get that back. That nigga tripped out. That nigga is up there stupid. Nigga, Lord, he just lost everything.
Not everything. Chico, who auntie was that you were feeling on back then?
Man, auntie licked my neck. My shit smell like Newports now.
Baby,
yeah, she licked your neck and was like, come here. I was like, you ain't doing shit to me.
Auntie said, come here. I stole the shit. I want some sugar. I was like, some sugar?
Which one, the bald head one?
Damn, yeah, she said she wants some sugar. You know that pussy old. She gonna give me some goddamn cootie cat when we leave.
You can't handle that cootie cat.
That cootie cat different. She hang with a bunch of motherfucking old ladies. Goddamn, a group of.
There she go, sister.
She grabbed me.
There she go, mama.
She grabbed me and whispered in my ear, talking about, this ain't what you want. I said, I know.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
This is not what I want, ma'am. I am young.
Fuck the hoe. She hanging with the skeezers. She got a group of skeezers.
I'm scared of her.
Skeezers.
Now, you know who she hang with? Oh. Some hussies.
Hussies.
Her coochie head don't even grow no more. He be like, you know what? Fuck that shit.
She about to, her and her girl's about to hit the club. They the Jezebels. That's what we is, baby.
She hang with Jezebel. The Jezebels and the flus.
She got lashes on her car.
That be one of them type of ladies that be cooking all day. Be cooking all day for no reason. I got some turkey necks on in there.
You walk in her house, all you hear, Shirley, this is Barbara.
Carbon dioxide, bitch, you about to kill everybody. You done had the stove on all day.
Type of lady get drunk and cuss the grandkids out.
Carbon dioxide everywhere.
You say what?
Get drunk and cuss her grandkids out. I don't know why y'all mama ain't came to get y'all little ugly ass.
Oh, her grandkids like 14 years apart.
Hey, like, sit down, white man. We don't know what you about to do. Calm down.
I'm telling you. Y'all tackle him.
Down. Sit your ass down.
Check his pockets. Check him.
Uh-oh. Look at him.
Put him on the ground. Hey. Check him.
He on some crazy white dude shit. Dude, fuck my girl, bro. She's right here. Dude, hey, there she is right there. Fuck my wife, bro.
Just let me record it, bro. That's all I ask.
White people are hilarious.
My Pornhub account is almost in the top 5%. If she fucks you guys, we're going number one, bro.
It's her birthday. Let me tell you what we do in black communities. We don't give a fuck, man.
Dude, it's my girl's birthday, bro. Make sure you tell my girl happy birthday, bro.
She's gonna go to Party City.
She's like, Jacob, sit down. Fuck. You're always embarrassing me, Jacob.
All right, we were just playing. Let's give her a nigga welcome how we sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
All right. That's all y'all get. Fuck y'all. Sit down.
And you smell like 1, 2. That's my favorite part of happy birthday. You look like a monkey and you smell like 1. All right, fuck.
Who else birthday it is? We just can't do that for the white people. All my niggas,
happy
here
birthday.
We go. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Keep going.
Happy birthday.
All right, stop.
All right.
And let that motherfucker hammer time.
Oh, oh, oh.
Happy birthday, birthday to
birthday,
all my niggas.
Birthday, birthday.
Happy birthday, birthday to all
birthday,
my niggas.
Birthday. Birthday.
Happy birthday, birthday to all
birthday,
my niggas.
Birthday. I said
happy birthday,
birthday
to all my niggas.
Birthday.
All my niggas.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yes. Thank you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
You live to see another day. You better pray. Every day you wake up, go get some cake. Cause every time you slide, nigga, you gotta ride. And if you want, nigga, better keep your phone by.
Hey, my birthday, nigga, birthday,
you was born.
Oh,
my nigga,
hey,
you was born.
Born.
I said, my nigga,
right?
You was born.
I know.
Yeah, nigga, that's how you got here.
Hey, hey, birthday, birthday, you know how we go. Hey. August birthday, shout out to the Leo.
Hey.
Yeah, hey, you know that I'm right, G.
I'm a motherfucking Pisces.
Birthday, 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 birthday.
Don't fall, Russ. Fuck that. I'm a motherfucking Taurus.
Birthday, birthday, what you know? Shout out to the freaky ass Scorpio, say a birthday.
Hold on, you don't want these? Shout out to the mean, crazy ass Aries.
Yeah.
Hold on, hell no, don't lie. Shout out to them crazy ass fucked up Geminis.
Hey, hey, and my girl is a dancer. She got a bad personality, she a cancer.
She sent some titties to my phone. Her birthday in December, I think she a
Capricorn. Yeah. Yeah, they be daring us.
I don't know.
Shout out to all the sexy as Aquaria.
What's another one? Uh-oh, listen. We cannot end the show without saying hello to Virgo.
Hey,
oh, we cannot. Hey, we really don't need you, but shout out to them crazy ass unstable ass
Libra. Birthday.
I'm in it now.
Birthday, birthday, birthday.
Oh, that's
hey,
it.
Hey, hey, hey.
I got another one.
Yeah, my man got the straw hat he wearing. A shout out to the Sagittarius.
Oh, it's one more. We forgot.
Ooh.
Listen, we can't be mean. Shout out to all the dope fiends.
Shut the fuck up.
They got birthdays too.
They just forget.
Who we forget?
Birthday. Birthday.
Leo.
Crackheads. We
I said y'all. Leo's first.
He said Leo first, you stupid
birthday.
Ass.
He said Leo.
Birthday. Birthday.
Gemini.
Birthday.
What did Gemini say? You crazy.
Birthday. Your birthday. Birthday. Happy birthday. Birthday.
I can't stand y'all, but I love
happy
y'all
birthday.
Bitches.
Birthday. 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 The Gemini.
Right, hold on. Here you go.
Gemini, they so crazy. They want you to punch them and love them at the same time. This bitch crazy.
Gemini's is crazy. I fucking hate you. I love you.
They be dead serious, too. They be dead serious. They love you, but they'll kill you.
Birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
The Virgos, they be
crazy.
They
best
cry too
way.
Much. Virgos, y'all are emotional. Y'all be crying. Y'all be like, you forgot my birthday. I'm like, bitch, it's next month. Bitch, fuck around with
this. Ooh.
Just because I ain't said nothing about it, that don't mean I ain't gonna do nothing. Damn. I did forget, but damn.
Love this goddamn
Tampa,
crowd.
Tampa, Tampa, Tampa. We in Tampa. Tampa.
My boy right here, he ain't really got no sign. Okay, he born on February 29th.
Leap year.
So he like 4 years. Every 7 years?
Every 4.5 years.
Every 4.5 years?
Yeah, so this nigga
so
nine.
So what you like?
9 years
seven.
Old.
This nigga's a grown 70-year-old. A nigga gotta celebrate his birthday on the day it ain't even his. March 1st. Nigga, that ain't your shit.
You stupid.
Tampa, y'all had a good time in this bitch tonight, Tampa.
Ow!
Nah, up top where we couldn't see nobody. Y'all had a good time up top,
mine
Tampa.
Would fall. Mine would fall out of everybody's shit. Mine. God damn.
Ooh.
Them niggas way the
what's
fuck
up, bitch?
Oh,
you know, hey, you know what they say about skinny nigga? Huh. Shit be right here.
Boy, she thick as hell.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she thick like a kindergarten pencil. That bitch thick.
Yep.
I've been trying to put my dick to the side the whole show. I was like, I keep looking.
Adjust yourself. Yeah, what's up, baby? You're here dressed like a piece of winter fresh. I like that. That's what it is.
The juicy kind. You know your breath stink. Hey, let me tell you, anytime you eat some mint gum and you got to do that,
yeah.
Your shit stank, nigga. Your shit stank. Y'all so stupid. Shit sound like a graduation. Go!
Don't make, you was just screaming for DC. You can't like
that. Nah, that was another bitch. My bitch up top, your bitch down here.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I was about to say, don't
I ain't gonna fuck no pussy up for you. I'm a real nigga. Yeah. Nah, she wanna fuck you, bro. Go
she
ahead.
She can't like both of us, goddammit.
I'm a real nigga. I was like, go get that. Go get that.
You sure?
Damn, what does shit feel like a nigga graduated?
I know, right? Just screaming the name out. I love you, I love
you. In case the nigga beat.
That shit like a nightmare. That shit like, you can see all this pussy behind the glass, but you can't reach none of it.
None of it. Like in jail.
Where these bitches be after the show?
Going back to
fucking
whoever they
nigga.
Fucking, right. Going back to whoever they fucking. Happy
fucking
as a motherfucker.
Fucking nigga who bought the ticket.
I saw
New
Chico.
Day.
I
saw Chico. He was cute, but you get the pussy. He don't. So
bitch done got all her laughs out. She like, I guess you can get some pussy.
Don't yell at me if you ain't got no pussy. Don't do that. You scan off the other
nah,
pussy.
Nah, you know what they gonna do?
Nah, don't yell
you know,
at me.
You know
don't
what they gonna do,
Carlo?
They want you to talk to them while you out of town. They ain't gonna give you no pussy while you're here. When you coming back, bitch, never. Why are you waiting for me to come back? I'm here now.
And when I do come back, I'm not calling your stingy ass. You can't be setting up a date.
Hey, man.
Fuck that.
If a bitch doing this while she riding you, she did not enjoy herself.
Oh.
Side to side, that is not rocking her world, okay?
I ain't never seen that before.
If she doing that, that mean her legs ain't got tired. That's what it is. Y'all ladies be talking about niggas being in shape. You can ride dick for 3.5 seconds before your thighs start burning. Oh, shit.
Set all on the nigga.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, now you and that bitch just going like this.
They think that shit feel good. Don't nobody like that stupid ass shit.
Bitch, if you don't get off my dick doing that lazy ass shit.
Get off my belly, bitch.
Then y'all
get
always
off.
Request, let me get on top. No, you ain't got no knee power, ma'am. You know your knees fucked up. You gonna get on my dick and do 3 pumps like the good. Oh, my knee. Oh, my thighs. Oh, my thighs is burning. Oh, my God. It's my legs. It's my leg. Whoa. Then you get real tired and kick your shit out like this. Oh, I'm like, get your goof ass up.
That ain't gonna do it.
Hey, they be on that bullshit right there.
Nigga, bad at breathing the whole time.
Now, you meanwhile, you fellas, we supposed to be getting our dick rolled. Now, you and that motherfucker gotta work your whole goddamn solar plexus. Shit. You supposed to be riding
ladies
me, bitch.
Bro, they ain't shit. It started off sexy as hell. You'll be fucking over the couch. She'll be like, yeah, get this pussy, daddy. You get one stroke. Oh. Oh. Shit. Now y'all just laying on the couch grinding on each other.
Gotta keep it giving. You gotta keep giving it to them. I like when they try to run. I go with them.
The only nigga in the world that can fucking reverse.
You're not going nowhere, ma'am. The fuck is wrong with you? Hey, Tampa, man. We about to get the fuck out of here. Now we love y'all, Tampa! We are the 85 South Show. We love y'all, Tampa.
Tampa, we love you, motherfuckers! Give it up for the 85 South Show one more time, Tampa! Give it up for Chico B one more time, Tampa! Give it up for GC Young Fly one more time, Tampa! Give it up for the Sensei Carlos Miller one time! You guys are all officially 85% of Tampa. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all coming and selling us out. If you were a part of the show, make your way down to the front. We got a 4-3.
who has a meet and greet, make your way down to the front. If you already have meet and greet tickets, make your way down to the front. You guys got meet and greet? Meet and greet.
Do you know that pussy magic?
We're gonna work it out. If you have meet and greet tickets, make your way down to the front. Or if you were...
Welcome back to another edition of the 85 South Show. Do you know what you are witnessing? Do you know what you are about to watch? Do you know what you just watched? Another great show, another great weekend. Florida got so much love for these guys right here. You get what I'm saying? And this is only a tip of the iceberg, bro. We only came to a little piece of Florida. We still got about 20 more cities to go. Y'all ready to do the rest of this show? All right, man, we'll get with y'all later on. We're doing big business back here.
Not like I was saying.